This is John Floridis. Welcome to Musicians Spotlight. This week, we reach back into the program archives for an encore broadcast of our September 2000 visit with one of the most respected and celebrated musicians of her generation, Alison Krauss.
Forget about it. I'm admitting I was wrong and I'll just take what's mine and broken right out the door. Forget about it. I'll split and I'll be gone and you'll have memories you'll find hard to ignore. Cause after all, I see you sometime, baby, when I can't recall how you drove me crazier. Forget about it. When forever's over, I won't remember how much I loved you anymore. Forget about it. Put me out of your head now that you're free and easy out there on the town. Forget about it. When you're lying in bed just wishing I was there to lay you down. Cause after all, I see you sometime maybe when you will recall how I drove you crazy.
This is John Floridis. Welcome to Musicians Spotlight and an encore broadcast from the program archives, our September 2000 visit with Alison Krauss. Recorded backstage at the Denison Theater in Missoula, I began the interview asking Alison about the tour she was in the midst of with her group Union Station.
Well, we don't go out to tour for a record or an event. We just kind of continuously go out through the year, and it's just been really fun. We've got Jerry Douglas with us, and this is the third year he's been with us, and we've got Larry Adamanuk out with us this year, and he plays on the things from the new record and a couple other things, and it's been a really great time. We've had a little bit of bus trouble, and and the guys got a new bus. They drove it in just the other night, and it's kind of a pimp bus. We've noticed the interior is a little bit pimpy. It's got a couple mirrors on the ceiling. And I remember I got in there and I was like, hey, what's going on in here? But everybody's a lot happier now.
Oh, that's
now
good.
Now that they're riding on the pimp bus.
Now, in speaking with Jerry, he was saying one of the reasons that he likes working with you is that you have more of a sane tour schedule. Talk a little bit about how much time you are spending on the road and how that fits into your career at this point.
Well, I think this year I asked how many days we were gone, and I think it's only about 70. Hmm. You know, we take time off for personal stuff for everybody, and it makes a much happier time at home and out on the road when when you're able to do that, and we're very lucky that we are.
Though you are kind of thought of as a bluegrass musician with the broadest sense of the term, this last album is maybe your least bluegrassy album, would that be?
Yeah, I mean, I guess we've always done, you know, like other types of music along with the tunes that we do with banjo, and like Dan will sing lead on a number of songs, and those, you know, I always call are definitely more bluegrass type material that we do. I guess this is the most, we've done tunes that are that far away from bluegrass on other records, but probably never a collection of them that many in a row. Yeah, but I always, you know, when you get your material together, you want to arrange them kind of like they're asking for to be arranged, and I never want to put any kind of rules on that. You know, if you find a song you like, and you think it should have piano on it, stick it on there, and you have to live with the consequences of using a piano if you usually travel with a banjo, so.
One of the things I wanted to ask you about, and mentioning, you know, the different types of music you do that, or the different types of songs that you bring into your own sound, I really enjoy that. And some of the covers that you are doing, you know, there's a broad range of writers and so forth. What do you, let's start with the vocalist side of it, what do you look for in a song in terms of finding something that you can kind of wrap your voice around?
Oh, because I don't write, I'm always on the prowl for material. And, you know, I find that, you know, if there's lyrics that are great, then we're safe. Because I'm much better at changing a melody or a feel or the chords or whatever to suit us than the other. I don't even want to attempt it, really. Mm. What I look for is, you know, just something that I can really relate to. And, you know, if you find a lyric that you like that makes you feel something, it makes you jump up and down. You know, I was just out there on the bus. Robert Lee Castleman, who wrote Forget About It, is out on tour with us. And he was singing. He found an old tape from like 83 or something of some old songs that he's written. And he was playing them in there and singing through it. And I was like, oh, geez. You know, and I could understood it and I could hear it and I could imagine what was going on in my head with, you know, with the story of the two people. And I just think when you can actually relate to something and understand it, it's just so terribly exciting to think that you'll get to sing it, you know, sing about it.
I find this really fascinating because if someone would ask me, what do you think Alison Krauss would look for in a song? You know, I think of you as the vocalist and I think of you as the violinist. And I would think more of the songwriter, the singer-songwriter type would go for the lyric and try to find that. So I find this really interesting that more so than a melody, because it seems like one of the things that's very distinctive about your work is just the pure sound of your voice and the melodious quality of it. I would think that would be what you would be looking for, was the melody. But no, it's more of the connection with the word itself.
That's definitely more exciting, because I mean, I think that you can kind of mold it into something to fit you. Also, there's nothing more exciting than a good lyric.
It's fine to come. You said sorry on your breath. Where were you when I was sitting back here, missing you to death? Don't matter. Can you tell me plain and true, how high will you fly without me there to be a sky? Well, it don't matter now. Don't mean to leave you standing on your own. I think back on days and nights we had long ago. Maybe love is just a game you play. This much I do know. Sorry on your breath. Is that sorry on your breath? Where were you when I was sitting back here missing you to death?
This is John Floridis. You're listening to Musician Spotlight on Montana Public Radio, and my guest today is Allison Krauss. I mentioned in that last question what I think of when I think of Allison Krauss, two very different, not very different, but very distinct musical voices with a capital V in your fiddle playing and your vocal tunes, or your vocals, rather. How do you balance those two things? Because it seems like in your music, there is a great balance. You know, maybe some people don't know that you're a national fiddle champion, you know, a tremendous fiddle player. Your fiddle playing always seems to complement the song. There's this real balance. It's not about a showy, flashy kind of violin playing. It always fits the tune.
Well, thank you. That's very nice of you to say that. I look at it, you know, I use it as it was, you know, another instrument. I don't think of it just because I play it. I have to use it, and I really enjoy playing fiddle on the bluegrass tunes. That's so much fun. Playing in B and playing a tune like that is fun. But as far as, you know, on some of these vocal tunes, I don't hear a fiddle solo going crazy on there. And I just treat it as another instrument, whether or not I play it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any interest in playing salad.
What inspires you as an artist? What we talked a little about songs and how to wrap your voice into it. Maybe what inspires you just as a musician? What kinds of things, you know, the lyric stuff kind of threw me for a second, or surprised me rather. But are there other things that keep you inspired to continue your art?
Oh, you know, somebody's record, a good record. That's so, you know, that's so great. Or, oh, you know, it's so exciting. I think, you know, I was just talking about being out on the bus and listening to this song that Robert was singing. And you know, that's enough to make you get up and jump up and down. I just love it. And, boy, you know, there's people that when I hear them just... that change your life, you know, when there's artists that I've heard that do, like whenever I hear the Cox Family, I just, you know, it's like a life-changing experience. And the same thing with Robert Lee Castleman. When I heard him, it was just like life-changing. It's like I'll never be the same now that I've heard him. And Michael Johnson, he's my favorite also.
Yeah, and you've worked with all those musicians as well. What a treat to be able to work with those musicians. Certainly the people in your group are a tremendous range of musicians. That's got to be a great thrill.
Oh, it is to get to stand next to them. You know, I'm right in between Dan and Jerry. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, it's just what a great place to be.
Right, right.
You know, I just... it is just such a great evening, you know, to stand and hear them play and stand in the middle of that and get to be a part of a unit like that is really a great time.
We mentioned that we're going to look at using some music from some of your other projects, and one that I had mentioned was the tune Slumber My Darling, which was featured on an album with Yo-Yo Ma, Edgar Meyer, and Mark O'Connor. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Oh, yeah, I mean, that was amazing when I got that call to get to play on that, because I knew that they would have guests. And, you know, I'm like, are you kidding? Sure. Mm-hmm. You know, what are you kidding me here? And, I mean, I did have to say I felt a little bit out of place when I was at the recording session. And Yo-Yo is the sweetest man in the world. Everybody was in love with him by the end of the night at that concert. He was just so sweet and so welcoming, and it was great. It was a great experience, and Yo-Yo, I mean, you just don't know what somebody's going to be like, and you think of a, you know, classical musician is very serious and very very serious, and he couldn't have been any more the opposite. Right. And just such a sweet person.
He certainly gives that vibe off when you see him on TV or something.
Yeah, but you never know.
Yeah, right.
He's probably really not like that. really is.
Yeah.
Oh, what a
amazing musician.
Oh, good gosh. Lord. It was it was incredible, and I got to see, they played in Nashville, and they played at the Opry House, and so I got to watch some, and it was incredible.
From all outward alarms.
This is John Floridis. You're listening to Musician Spotlight on Montana Public Radio. My guest today is Allison Krauss. Another tune I wanted to ask you about, and it's definitely one of your more popular tunes, but it also seems to be one that really connects with people on a really deep level, and that's When You Say Nothing at All. Can you tell me a little bit about the history of that song?
Well, that song was written by Don Schlitz and Paul Overstreet and originally done by Keith Whitley. And that was a hit by Keith Whitley, and they were doing a tribute album to him, and I believe it was '94 that the record was kind of put in motion, and Randy Scruggs, who was producing the record, called us and wanted to have somebody to represent the bluegrass side of Keith Whitley, and he says, you know, listen to his records and pick a song out, and so I picked that one. And we did it a little differently. We didn't do it, you know, in a bluegrass setting. And, you know, I remember we really liked how it turned out. But I know that if I would have known it was going to be successful like that, I would have spent a little bit more time singing it in the studio. But I was amazed at the reaction that we got. We got so many letters from people, parents of handicapped children who were mute. And it was really amazing.
Wow.
Lots of parents of severely handicapped children, and they said they know that that's how they feel about their kids, and it really summed it up, and it was really overwhelming.
That's intense.
You never know how a song's going to affect somebody, and I've always just thought of that as a love song.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a nice love song.
Yeah, right.
But it sure did take on a different meaning when somebody looks at it that way.
It's amazing how you can speak right to my without saying a word, you can light up the dark. Try as I may, I could never explain what I hear when you don't say a thing. The smile. But when you hold me
This is John Floridis. You're listening to Musician Spotlight on Montana Public Radio, and my guest today is Allison Kraus. Allison, my last question has to do with future projects. There's so much stuff that you've done up to this point. What do you see happening in the future?
Well, I'm on literally on the prowl right now for songs for a new record. Hopefully in January we're going to start with the five of us, and we're going to go in and make another band record, and I found some neat stuff so far, so that's what I'm working on.
Any dramatic changes from your past work?
Dramatic changes, not anything we're planning. No dramatic changes. No, I don't think.
Okay.
Just the same old us.
Well, the same old us is an excellent musical collaboration, and Allison, it has been a pleasure to have you on our program.
Thank you.
I love the way you push the boundaries with your music, and it's a terrific gift that you give to people, and continued success.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
This is John Floridis. You've been listening to Musicians Spotlight and an encore broadcast from the program archives, our September 2000 visit with Allison Kraus. If you'd like to contact us, you can do so through the Montana Public Radio website, mtpr.org, as well as through our own website, musicianspotlight.org. You can also find us on Facebook and on Twitter. Our program is available as a downloadable podcast from those websites, as well as through iTunes. Special thanks again to the Denison Theater in Missoula for assisting with the interview for this program. Musicians Spotlight is a production of Montana Public Radio.